Radio North Sea is voluntarily closing down tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock due to the pressure of the Dutch Parliament to close down the offshore stations. Our directors in Zurich feel that we would be better off for the people of Holland for us to suspend broadcasting so the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio North Sea International thanks all of your support in the past few months during the times of drama and struggle. Thank you very much for being faithful to us, and remember, we close down tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. 21 this week, and from the good people, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, a song called Jimmy Mac. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Alan West and Andy Archer start the final broadcast from Radio North Sea International. This program will finish at 11 o'clock when the Mebo 2 will haul up its anchor and sail into Scheveningen Harbour. The Mebo 2 should arrive in the harbour at about 11 o'clock, 11:30 tomorrow morning. We would appreciate it very much to see you there. Come to Scheveningen Harbour tomorrow morning at 11:30 and see the Mebo 2 on its last day of broadcasting. Oh, it's really that time doing a thing called Shake sort of all night long. Anyway, where was we? We were somewhere. Oh, yes, something very special now. A souvenir tape of the last 9 months of happy broadcasting from the radio ship Mebo 2, which, of course, is called Radio North Sea International. You can now buy a book illustrating the entire history of the radio ship with its 50 photographs of disc jockey staff and crew, the radio ship and the tendership Mebo 1. For a copy of this book, send $2 of the or the equivalent of your own currency to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113-8047, Zurich, Switzerland. Once again, that's the $2, and that is if you want to have the souvenir book, or the equivalent if your own currency, to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113-8047, Zurich in Switzerland. So, before Radio North Sea closes down, write off for your copy of this illustrated souvenir. It only costs $2, which I believe is about 16 bob. Your love is fading! Quick rundown of the programs as, maybe you've just tuned in and not too sure what is happening, so I'll give you a quick rundown. In fact, something else which has been typed up. Radio North Sea voluntarily closes down tomorrow at 11 o'clock due to the pressure of the Dutch Parliament to close down the offshore stations. Our directors in Zurich feel that we would be better off for the people of Holland for us to suspend broadcasting so that the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio North Sea thanks all for your support in the past months during times of drama and struggle. Thank you for being faithful to us. And remember, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, Radio North Sea will be closing down. And in fact, the last program will be handled by Alan West and Andy Archer, as they were the almost the first two disc jockeys to join the station, along with Roger Day. And I keep forgetting this chap's name, Johnny Scott or somebody, Johnny Stewart, I think his name was. Anyway, many thanks to all of them for doing their best throughout. Anyway, well, as I said before, now the programs. Let's have a look. At 11 o'clock tonight until 1 o'clock, they'll be following me, will be Andy Archer and Alan West. At 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock, we have Stephen Ladd. And between 3 and 5, Mike Ross and David Rogers, two new disc jockeys to Radio North Sea, which I'm sure will go places in the future. But unfortunately, their stay on the Mebo hasn't been very long. 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock is Stephen Ladd. 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock is Stephen Ladd. And from 7 till 8 is Mike Ross again. At 8 o'clock until 9, it's yours truly, Spangles Muldoon, and as I said before, the very first time that I've been on early in the morning. 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock will be Stephen Ladd, and from 10 till 11, in fact, to close down, Andy Archer and Alan West. And the last record will be Peace by Peter. I've decided to play this, as it's sort of a peaceful record, it's also a very good record. Anyway, that's it, so on with the music. Here's a record we were going to play all day long on Friday, but we're not going to do that now. Jerry Cherry by Jonathan King.